Explain to me how the bread is made.
This is yuca bread. It's called cassava. C-A-S-A-V-A or C-A-S-S-A-V-A. It's made out of yuca. There are two types of yuca. Roots. One of them you can boil and eat as vegetables. And the other one you can only make this type of things. Either cassava or there are other things also you make with it. Like they call it farina. Like a powder that you can
like
make.
Like a flour.
Like a flour.
Farina.
Exactly. So this bread, I just came from Haiti a couple of weeks ago. So that comes from my village, Lazil. That was homemade cassava bread that they made for me when I was coming back, you know, from Lazil.
And you have two kinds of yucas. So one kind of yuca is the one that you make into this bread.
Yes.
And
yes.
What do you do with the other kind of yuca? You're
kind of, it's like something you eat like vegetables. You can eat it just like yam, you know, for example. Yam, you just peel it and cook it, you know, either in a stew, you know, or boil it and eat it, you know, with a fish, you know, or meat. You know, so it's really, the other yuca is just vegetables.
And this one is mainly for making something like bread with, or just bread.
Which of the two?
The second one, the other one that's not eaten as a vegetable.
Yeah, you make you make farina, you know, with it and.
So you take the yuca, you make it into farina.
Yeah.
Then it is flour, and then that's how you make the bread from it.
Well.
Not exactly.
Not exactly. The way you make the bread, I'll give you a little bit of it, if I remember correctly. That yuca. When you uproot it, because it goes in the ground. So when you uproot it, you peel it, then you grate it. You take the juice out, you extract the juice. The juice is actually poisonous. If you drink it, you can die. So the juice, you throw it away, and then the powder, I mean, not the powder, actually. When you grate it and you take the juice out, you know, what the remainder. And that's when you use to make cassava on a cooking utensil.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You use it to make cassava, and what about the cooking utensil?
Well, to make the cassava, the way you see how it's a flat bread. It's basically making flat bread. So you have to use the cooking utensil, you know, to make the bread.
Do you have to pound it? Or the flour is already.
It's not a flour. I wouldn't call it a flour because it's really moist. When you grate it, you know, remember, when you grate it, and then you have to, to take the juice out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either with usually we take a piece of clean piece of fabric, and then you, I don't know how you say that in English. You know, you have to. You know, turn it around until you get all the juice out.
Squeeze it
until you get all the juice out. And then what we meant, and that's when you use, you know, to put, I mean, to make the bread.